This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
I want you to get involved this morning. If you went on a date with somebody who pretended to be someone else completely.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, maybe you didn't even get to the date, but you're at a bar or you're out and about mm-hmm. and you're mingling and somebody told you that they were something far more impressive
than they actually were.
Well, but in saying that, you don't need to make up stories. I think, let's be honest, the best thing you can be is yourself.
That's boring.
Oh,
I was out
so
one time
boring.
When I was...
No, it's not, Fitzy!
I was overseas.
Stick with me here.
No, it's not. That's really boring. I was overseas and I was single at the time with a mate and he went over to a group of
no
girls.
No way. I couldn't believe
what, that he was single?
No, that I was with a mate overseas.
Oh.
And he sold in the fact...
Whipper called him a mate.
Yeah.
The mate called him something
called
else
him something
entirely.
Else. And he sold into a group of girls that I was like Steve Irwin, but I instead ran a dolphin sanctuary for baby dolphins and looked after wildlife.
Which country were you in?
We're in the US and it worked a treat.
And they thought you were a dolphin wrangler.
Yes. Yes,
or
that's exactly right, Jess.
Maybe, does it confuse? And he just was saying that you acted like a dolphin.
No.
One of those really pesty dolphins
that do things
to other dolphins that they shouldn't.
No, I wasn't one of those pesty dolphins.
Is it okay to put up a photo of yourself 10 years earlier?
Nope.
I think it is if it's a mistake and you haven't got around to updating your photo.
Oh, come on. There's other radio shows around here that used... Remember they used photos from... God, we're talking 15 to 20 years ago.
That's ridiculous when you see those pictures.
Well, but in a dating profile, there's always one photo in your photos on your phone that you really rate yourself.
Yeah.
Like you go, geez, the light's really good on that one.
I look hot.
You know what? Who cares if it's 2004?
Mm-hmm. I'm putting it up.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
might be fat with a red face now, but it doesn't matter.
And it's always the photo. You know when your friend thinks that they look good in a photo? Because quite often you've taken it on your phone and they keep messaging you to send it.
Do you know what's even worse?
Like, you know those photos we took down in front of the, you know, the Story Bridge or the Harbour Bridge or something?
Could you flick that through to me?
Could you send it? And then when you don't, they're like, hey, can you send that photo?
Just a reminder. Hey, what about when you see people on Instagram and they have like a smile that they only do for Instagram? There was a girl that used to work here. She did this thing with her face, which looked nothing like her. And it looked better than she actually does in real life. So she'd mastered what her look was. And then you would only see it on Instagram because to talk to her, she looked nothing like that. You're basically putting a mask on.
No, can I get this right? If you actually go, if you Google certain celebrities on red carpets, you know that there is a position that they go to. And I'd love to ask you, Kate, do you sort of turn to the left a little bit? Where do you put the front foot forward? What do you do if there's one shot that you need to do?
I mean, look, Fitzy, you know that...
It's the walk forward, isn't it?
I mean, I look great from every angle, particularly below. No, I mean from there.
Oh.
This whole conversation and this story came off the back of an interview that Drew Barrymore, who I absolutely adore, it happened to her. I mean, they're calling it catfish. But basically, someone just pretended to be someone they weren't. This is her talking.
This guy on my dating app said he was the quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. So I wrote to him and I was like, oh my God, I went to the first practice game. I was so frustrated being a girl from Los Angeles who loves football. And like, we didn't have any teams. And then we got two teams and it's nice to meet you. My name is Drew. He was not the quarterback for the LA Rams. He's a musician that thought he was being cute. I was excited to talk about that I had been at the Coliseum, and then the guy was like, hey, Drewski, and I was like, I hate you.
Drewski.
You lied to me and then called me Drewski. I'm not into you.
So, he was a musician? Because she's been out with musicians. She went out with the drummer of The Strokes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's not that she doesn't like musicians. It's just that...
Just the line.
Well, that's not what he said. And you can't... I don't think you can use it as an excuse. Oh, I thought I was being cute. When basically you were lying to get the girl to the date.
Yeah, like a mate of mine, he used to lie and he would say... He'd be at a bar or a nightclub and he'd say, why don't we all go back to my place for a spa? right? I've got a spa.
Great line.
I've got a spa on the rooftop at home. Why don't we all go back to my
on
place
the
for
rooftop,
a drink?
Rooftop, yeah.
He didn't have a spa.
Or a rooftop.
Not a rooftop either.
Did he have an apartment?
Yeah, he did. But they'd all go back there and go, right, where's the spa? Oh, God, no. Did I say spa? I'm so sorry.
Oh, that is just,
so
know,
sorry.
Fitzy, don't you think that if somebody is saying come back for a spa...
That's a bit weird in itself.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. I used to, you know what I used to do for Tom, right? He'd be single and I would go up. Tom would be meeting a girl and then I would turn up at, say, the drinks and I'd say, so she could hear, hey, mate, good to see you. How was the charity work you did today?
Oh, very good.
And that would help him out.
No, you very did. Good.
And I'd go, oh, that's so kind of that. Oh, you did that today after the big donation you made last month?
Wow. You know what's really funny when you tell these stories about Tommy is that you act as though he needs all the help.
He did.
And all of the other people out in the world know that you're the sad friend.
Not really the sad friend. I mean, I would talk Tom up like there was no one else on the planet like it. And he is now happily married thanks to me.
Oh, what a hero. What an absolute hero.
Oh, thank you, Jess. Yeah, awesome. Round of applause.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.